True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Bo's taking a few days off, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We just played the game. The answer is bye. And I promise we're going to get to Falcons grades in a second, but I have to bring this up.
Okay.
Because y'all have to know that, like, the games I write up, I always kind of preview them for Grant and let him kind of, I like to see if he gets the answers.
Interesting. Okay.
And so I finished out the songs yesterday, played them all, and he goes, "You have to do Supertramp, Goodbye Stranger."
Okay. That's what this is?
There's no chance.
No way.
There's no chance. And I literally said, "Dylan, can you pull up Supertramp?" He goes, "Super."
Yeah, I was like,
"Well, no, you said
the artist is Supertramp and the song is Goodbye Stranger." I had to make sure.
I would have had the same reaction as him. I'd have been like, "Wait, is it which one's the band? What era are we in here? Like what decade
70s.
Is this? 70s?
Yeah.
I mean, Grant's unique in that aspect. He's a very nostalgic person, kind of a retro state of mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
likes
yes.
The 50s packs of baseball cards.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's not me. I'm just going to be real with you. Bo's the kind of guy that's watching, you know, Star Wars and the 50s westerns or things like that. I have zero knowledge of like 70s and 80s movies or music.
I think I would hear it and I'd be like, that sounds familiar, but I'm not sure I can name it.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not sure I would have been able to say like Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, but I would have known Elton John. But regardless, I just had to prove a point, so that's why I had you pull up this. By the way, happy birthday, Grant.
Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Grant.
Nice work, GMAC.
All right, so we're talking about the Falcons and how they have done throughout the first quarter. It is bye week, so we're kind of looking back at the last four games, seeing what went right, what went wrong, and we talked about the secondary earlier. But I'm curious how you guys are rating or grading the defensive line for the first four grades, first four games.
Through a quarter of the season. And this is the thing, and I don't know if Dylan had the same struggle. I was kind of going through this, and the first thing that pops in my mind is pass rush, right? Because I think that's all we talked about all offseason, and really for the last 10, 12, 15 years has been the pass rush. But then I go back to some of the offseason conversations that we had and some of the buildup of the season. My main concern was not pass rush. It was run defense. We couldn't get him in third and long last year. So the run defense was always going to be the problem for the Atlanta Falcons. So I had to kind of bring all that around and try to find one grade. And I think they've been really good rushing the passer. The numbers are probably a little bit higher than they are realistically. I don't think you're going to have the average, but you are already at 10 sacks when a year ago we finished with, 31? So you're already well ahead of pace that you were a year ago. You're also a much better run defense than you were a year ago. And I think that is kudos. I had so many questions as we go through the offseason, right? You don't re-sign Eddie Goldman. We saw him last week for the Washington Commanders. Grady Jarrett is cut. He goes to the Chicago Bears. And we really didn't replace him.
No.
We really didn't do anything to replace him. So I'm like, okay, they're just really thinking that Rook is going to be that dude. Brandon Dorlus is going to be that dude. You're going to use different schemes. Zach Harrison can play at different positions. I was not sold on that. I'll be the first one to stand up and raise my hand as we got done with the draft, as we're going through training camp. How are we going to stop the run? We had that conversation with Josh Kendall multiple times from The Athletic. He'd be like, Josh, I don't know how they're going to stop the run. He'd go, I don't either. You know, they've done a nice job. Now, are we kind of a feast or famine, run defense? Yes. I think we do a lot to get into the backfield, create havoc, but it also leaves gaps behind. That's why you see 150-plus rushing yards from the Commanders last week. But on the whole, I'm giving them a B+. That's what my grade really comes down to. I think that there has been some things that could be cleaned up, but they are well ahead of anything I imagine they would be able to do this year. And it's not like it's one guy. David Onyemata's been that guy. Brandon Dorlus is rushing the passer. Rook has had really high grades when you've gone back and watched the tape. All the way out to the edge guys, Jalen Walker's really starting to come around. You see him pop on the film. Leonard Floyd's that same way. I'm really impressed with this unit. I think there's a lot more left on the bone as soon as they really get comfortable in Jeff Ulbrich's defense. But I think just in terms of just what I look on a broad view, a B+ seems to suit the way I think about this unit.
I'm 1,000% with you. That's the exact grade I had in my mind, too, is a B+. And I want to go, before I forget, I want to go back to your point about the guys who have stepped up on the interior. Because, yes, Brandon Dorlus, big questions about him. I feel like he's answered the bell so far. Ruka Roro, big questions about him coming into the season. He's answered the bell so far. Another guy, you and Bo and Allie were talking about, I think it was even yesterday, might have been Monday, Lakel London. Lakel London has been a guy, too, who has stepped up and has done a really good job. David Onyemata, too, for that respect. And when you talk about the overall youth of this defensive line, you know, you have some, obviously, veterans in there. Zach Harrison has been good, too. David Onyemata, Leonard Floyd. So you do have some veteran presence in there that has helped and has done what you wanted them to do, for sure. But when you talk about the overall youth, this is a younger defensive line, a probably younger pass rush. When you take that into consideration, how well they've come along so fast, it makes you feel good, and that's why you feel like it'll be a B+, and their potential could be even higher because, like you said, Jalen Walker has popped. What I think he made a real nice play, tackle for loss, I think, last game in that Commanders game. And then going back to that Commanders game, too, you said something else that stuck with me as far as their run defense. It is feast or famine, and then you go back to that Commanders game. Y'all were talking about it yesterday. Is that they had a few big runs, and that was the reason their run numbers were so high. So it was skewed a little bit because they popped off those big runs. But that goes back to your feast or famine point about, you know, they are still, and that's why you kind of dock a letter grade, not in the A range, I think, because they are liable to give up those big plays in the run game still, and you want to see them do less of that. But when it comes to, again, encompassing everything, so far, you can't be too mad about how they roughed the passer and got good pressure and did a really good job on a mobile quarterback at Marcus Mariota. And they're going to have to do the same thing against a Josh Allen when that time comes. And then run defense, again, while it's still been a little leaky at times, they're still liable to give the big play. Overall, they've done well in correcting that issue. That was a big issue for them last year.
Yeah, you also get for Monday Night Football, and I don't know that he'll be back, but TQ Graham is available coming off short-term IR.
Yeah,
that's a name we haven't had a chance to talk about, him as well as Troy Anderson. You know, those names kind of up in the air. And you brought up the Jalen Walker play. I wanted to just ask you guys this. I don't know if I've talked to Dylan, but I know I've talked to Allie about this. I've been on kind of it's not a social media hiatus, and I don't like the people that are like, well, I'm taking a break from social media. It's not what I'm doing. Like, I've been just very limited. What I did is I've deleted my social media apps off my phone because I got really upset with how I felt my thumb reaching for the app when I didn't need to, when I wasn't really interested. It's like, oh, I'll get in the elevator. Let me hit this.
Both
me
rubbing hit the off IG. On you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Bo has done this thing recently, and I want to get y'all's thoughts on this. He knows this. And so what he has done is he has started texting me tweets that are upsetting to him.
He's using you to vent.
Bro, And I'm like,
no, you're not going to see this. I'm going to put it in front of your face.
I know. He's like, dude,
look at what the they is saying, Mike.
And he knows exactly what will trigger me. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
So he sent me a couple of cuts, and I feel comfortable saying this because the person who that he sent me last night actually deleted. They were getting roasted so bad, they deleted their tweet.
Got ratioed?
Yeah, he got ratioed. I responded, and I was like, I shouldn't have responded. And then, like, I went this morning to delete my response, and it was he had deleted his tweet because it was so bad. But it was, yeah, it was video of the Falcons game against the Commanders. But it was just, it's so funny because Bo knows that we've had this conversation. I'm like, man, I just, you know what? I don't want to just scroll on this thing. Like, I'll get in there and, you know, tweet about the Falcons and talk to some people and respond. But I don't want to just scroll, blindly scroll. And it's, dude, the amount of tweets he has sent me directly to my phone has seen a massive uptick. Like, he's, man, like, I know you didn't see this, but look at this. Look at this. Like, yo, I don't, like, that's the point, though. You know, right, what I mean? Like,
I haven't been wanting to see it. That's why I did what I did.
I don't want to look. And it's not, like I said, not this person going, oh, man, hey. My favorite is the Facebook person. If you need me, hit me up on my phone. I'm taking a break from Facebook.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. So, you know, anything you would have seen on here, you're going to go see again.
That's absolutely hysterical. It's scary how your muscle memory does that.
I know.
Because I told you guys, I missed the – I'm a huge Big Brother fan. And I missed the finale on Sunday. So Monday, I had to avoid all spoilers. And every time I open up my phone, it was like I would automatically go to Twitter or Facebook.
Yep.
And I would see like a photo of one of the finals. I'm like, no,
yes,
no, cannot,
no,
I cannot see this yet. And I've done the thing where you delete the apps off your phone, and it is incredibly refreshing.
It is.
It is so nice.
I'm a big group texter. Like, I have all my texts in the top of my phone. There's like six of them. They're all group texts, and they're all always active.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fantasy baseball group text, or my family group text, or my guys that I played football with at Bama, or just group text. And I've almost bailed on a couple of those because there's guys in those group texts that'll do the same thing. Man, did you see this article? I'm like, no, I don't want to see the article. You know what I mean? If I wanted to see the article, I'd go find it.
Right.
I don't want to see upsetting stuff at all times on my phone. It's just, it's the nature of the beast. And it is refreshing to kind of get out from under that.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, I've been that way too, where I'll just, if I'm just bored or not doing anything, like, I automatically grab my phone, go to either X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, or to TikTok, and I'm like, I'm just scrolling to scroll. I don't need to do this right now. So I just.
Which one's the worst one? Because I don't TikTok at all. I don't even have. I've never been. Which one's the worst one scrolling wise? Is it
TikTok?
Is it TikTok? You want to blow an hour, right?
Good Lord.
Yeah, bro. I mean,
IG used to be the worst one.
It's quick, but it also cannot be quick because TikTok lets you upload like longer videos now. So it can be a point where you just watch like 3-minute videos and like it'll be an hour, like Ali said, an hour and a half. I mean, You can waste some serious time.
I know, man. That's such a bad thing.
The ones that get me are the people who like need money, and they're like, if you just stay on my video for a full minute, you'll help me feed my children. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm staying. I'm not moving. That's fine.
Oh, I don't have that on my
algorithm. I've never heard of that. What's your algorithm?
Yeah, I was about to say, that's not my algorithm right there, but it's okay.
Do you guys do the thing with your significant other where you just sit next to each other and scroll? Because I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing.
I don't necessarily
think that's that bad of a thing. Do I think we should talk and have in-depth conversations? Yes. Does it have to be every single night while we're winding down and the kids have been crazy all day? No. Like, I'm like, you know what? Sometimes a little bit of time to yourself, 30 minutes, just sit next to each other.
Yeah.
Maybe her foot is resting on my leg.
However, I think, Mike, you're in a different situation because Dylan, your significant other, and mine are both kind of content creators.
That's a good point.
So they need to be active all the time.
All day.
I would love to be like, please put your phone down. But listen, when you got 80,000 followers, you need to service your following.
It's the same conversation that Lindsay has when she walks in like the living room and I've got two TVs and there's football on both of them. You know what I mean? And she's like, do we have to watch this? I'm like, this time, yes. Like, I absolutely need to watch this. Like,
right.
I cannot miss this situation and this game and that situation. I want to see what happens in these situations. But I'm like, you know, hey, I'll turn it off in 20 minutes. You know, that kind of conversation.
Real quick, Allie, question for you. Have you been on TikTok so long to the point where you get it's like the lady and she's like, hey, I've seen you been scrolling for a while. I get that way too often. Yes. If you're scrolling on TikTok for a while, it's like an ad thing. She's like, hey, you've been scrolling for a while.
Dang.
I always just scroll right past it. I'm like, yeah, I have it. I'm going to keep scrolling.
You feel targeted.
And then real quick, too, I just wanted to say this. When it comes to your significant other and scrolling with your significant other, the worst part about Simone is she is like that stereotypical girlfriend that when she's done being on her phone, she wants you to be off her phone.
100%.
She will literally smack. She would have just been on her phone scrolling, doing whatever. And she, like 2 seconds later, she's smacking my 100%. Phone out there. Get off your phone. I was like, you just on your phone. I was on my phone because you were on yours.
I hope she's not listening, but my wife is the prototypical. What she's doing at the time is important. And she can't see what I'm doing.
Yes.
So it's not important. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She'll get done like talking to her mom or something, and she'll look at me and go, oh, you're just going to scroll all day? And I'm like, what have you been doing?
Yes.
I'm talking to my mom. I'm like, well, I'm talking to my dad. How do you know what I'm doing?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Infuriating.
All right. We do have one more position group to hand out letter grades to. That's going out to the specialist. We will bring that back up at 8:40 today. But coming up next, we're going to go in the huddle, talk about Brock Purdy. It's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results after an accident. Before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.